This psalm today is awesome. My name is Lena. We are in Morning Minutes, Summer of Hope, episode 15, which means we're coming towards the end of week 3, Psalm 46. It's not too late to tell a friend about this podcast and join us through the study of the book of Psalm. And today we are in one of the most famous psalms, Psalm 46. This is written by the sons of Korah again. They wrote the last psalm that we studied. And let me read you today's lesson, today's psalm. And I've called it Learning to Rest. Learning to Rest. And yes, I'm still learning, but God is a great teacher and His word is a great teacher as well. And so let us dig right in. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Psalm 46, learning to rest. Here's three thoughts. Number one, learning to rest starts with an awareness of God's presence. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Listen, God's presence is a fact of your life. It is not wishful thinking. It is not your imagination. He is present. You might not even be a follower of Jesus. God is present right in the room where you are right now. He might not be living in your heart yet, but He is right there. He is omnipresent. He's all over. He sees the good and the bad. He is sovereign and in control. And the psalmist starts by saying, man, God is a very present help in trouble. Are you a follower of Jesus? Are you feeling the strain of this life? God's presence is a fact. It is present with you right here, right now. God's presence is more than just an idea. It is meant to change your present. God's presence is meant to change your present. What is going on in your present circumstances that is freaking you out? God's presence is meant to turn things around and to set things aright. God's presence is effective. It removes all fear and worry. Do you know, I'm sure you've read this verse before. I can just say this verse. God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Just saying it fills my heart with confidence because it reminds me of the truth that God is with me always. You want to rest? It starts by being aware that God is with you right now. Number two, learning to rest is possible in the midst of great chaos. The psalmist goes on and talks about the mountains being moved into the sea. The waters roar and foam. The mountains tremble. And then all of a sudden there's a river whose streams make glad the city of God. What we see here is that learning to rest is possible even in the midst of chaos. That's when rest is most precious, is when everything is falling apart. We think that we will rest when our kids go to college, our husbands finally work regular hours, we quit our second jobs. We think that if our circumstances are peaceful, then we can finally find rest. But do you know that you can be in the eye of the storm and find peace and rest? Because rest has less to do with your circumstances and everything to do with God's presence in your life. He is our stability when all around us is unstable. When the world is shaking, we remain unshaken in Christ. God's peace is our future when the divine King will dwell in us in the most holy, with us in the most holy places. In verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. By the way, the God of Jacob, just a reminder of who God is, of the promise that God gave to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, and to David. And we just see this covenant God who will never leave us alone in Christ. His presence is our stability, His peace is our future, and His power is our protection from the enemy. Listen, He makes wars cease. He breaks the bow and shatters the spears. He burns the chariots with fire. This God, it's like, you know, sometimes you're like, okay, well, God is with me, but we miss the fact that God is power, that He can look at the waves and they're still. Remember the disciples, like, even the winds and the waves obey Him. That's our God. That's our Savior. He's a God who could still the storm with a flick of the finger. So don't lose hope. This is a summer of hope. Listen, we can learn to rest as we seek His presence, even in the midst of our chaos. And thirdly, Learning to rest is a position that always glorifies God. Be still is a position of peace. Be still is a position of our hearts. Be still is a position of our life. This is not just something that we do once a day. Being still is a state of affairs. It's a lifestyle for the follower of Jesus Christ. Beholding God's work of redemption, I will be, by the way, be still and know that I'm God. And then he goes on to say, I will be exalted among nations. As you are still and recognize that he's God, that exalts him. And the earth can shout and say, man, they serve a risen Savior. Because of how we respond to the crises in our life, people around us can exalt God for who he is. We can exalt God. Cease from striving. As you let go of striving, God is glorified. It is our ceasing from striving is our declaration that we have a God who is powerful, who is good, who is for us, and who is going to deliver us. Ceasing from striving is intentional. It is aware. You be still. It is a command of God, and it is an action that we that becomes part of who we are as we practice the presence of the Savior. Hey, that's what it means to be a Christian. It is to live in the presence of the Lord no matter what you're facing today, whether you're going to work, whether you're staying home with your kids who are on vacation driving you crazy, no matter where you are and what you're doing, God is your peace. Now you be still and remember that he is God. You know that he is, not just remember, but know that he is God. And hey, let's rejoice that we're Christians because it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Share this podcast with someone. Shoot me an email and know that today I am praying for you. Love you and see you tomorrow.